After the murders on Monday of the husband and mother of a federal judge in Chicago, law enforcement officials say white supremacist groups are one facet of their investigation. The killings came a month before a white supremacist, Matthew Hale, is scheduled to be sentenced for soliciting the murder of the judge, Joan Lefkow. Earlier, Lefkow had presided over a trademark infringement case against Hale that involved the name of his group, the World Church of the Creator. Mark Potok tracks hate groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he says threats against Judge Lefkow came quickly after Hale was convicted of plotting her murder.
Before he was convicted, he, Matt Hale, and his group put out some really vile attacks on the judge. After he was convicted, members of his group actually put up Judge Lefkow's picture, the pictures of her husband and her daughters, on a website, on a couple of different white supremacist websites. In addition, there was a particular radio show run by a neo-Nazi in which she was savaged, and the host said something to the effect of, you know, while he understood it was illegal to kill the judge, he thought it would be a fine thing. So the word was really out in the movement in a fairly widespread way that this woman was an enemy of the so-called Aryans.
And I think her home address and her husband's work address were also put on the
website. That's right. A great deal of personal information was put out.
It's not hard to find, after this murder on Monday, it's not hard to find expressions of support on the internet. I've been going through some websites today, found one posting, "There is nothing illegal or harmful in being happy about this incident. I can barely contain my glee."
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the same movement that produced people who, just minutes after the World Trade Center was hit on 9/11 by those airplanes, were absolutely exultant, who talked about, well, you know, we're not fond of Muslims, but anyone who's willing to drive an airplane into a building to kill Jews is A-OK with me.
With the caveat that law enforcement officials are still investigating a number of possibilities here, there is a precedent for followers of Matthew Hale conducting murderous acts after he's been acted against.
That's a fact. The last time something like this happened, in 1999, Matt Hale was denied his law license, although he had graduated from law school. One of his followers, in fact a very key follower, a guy named Benjamin Smith, essentially went berserk. The next day after this decision was reached, Ben Smith walked out of his house armed to the teeth, and murdered two people and grievously wounded another nine, all of the minorities of one kind or another, before turning the gun on himself as the police closed in. I mean, you know, this is a group that is in many ways a kind of cult of personality built around Matt Hale. So, as I just said, we've seen people do quite amazing things when they felt the leader, the so-called Pontifex Maximus, had been insulted. And that is a part of the reason why it seems very, very possible that a follower or a sympathizer of the World Church of the Creator, of Matt Hale in particular, may have been behind this this incredible murder.
Matthew Hale is in prison under special security measures that limit his contact with the outside world. His family says there's no way that he personally could have ordered this done.
Well, I tend to agree with that. I think it is exceedingly unlikely that Matt Hale was able to get out any kind of word to followers or sympathizers that somehow this judge's family was to be attacked. He is being held, thanks to John Ashcroft, in fact, according to an extremely strict anti-terrorism guidelines. He's able to talk to his lawyer unmonitored, but that's it. Aside from that, apparently he is only able to speak to his parents, and then only in completely monitored situations. So I think it's really quite unlikely that Hale was involved in any way.
Mark Potok, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Potok is director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, which monitors hate groups.